Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Eve and Mac with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, vape shop fronts move online after Queensland's crackdown on illegal products. Less than a fortnight after tobacconists were suspected of selling illegal vapes, they shut down across Queensland. At least one supplier has swiftly moved its operations online. Paper flyers with no business name advertising same-day delivery of illegal vapes, tobacco and nicotine pouches have been taped to electricity poles near licensed venues on the Gold Coast. The QR code on the flyer was linked to a website selling a variety of different vapes with flavours. It was also encrypted with an instant messaging app and a chat room with more than 300 people. The supplier engaged with customers, updating them on their order.
In more local news, Shadow Defence Minister Angus Taylor has described Annika Wells' use of taxpayer money to bring her family along for a work trip as dodgy. Annika Wells is currently under scrutiny as she took her family along for a work trip to the snow and cricket matches under a family reunion entitlement. Taylor says while it may be within rules, it doesn't seem reasonable whether it is within the rules or not. Shadowing Finance Minister James Patterson adds that it bewilders him how she managed to spend that amount of money on flights and that it needs to be reviewed. Anthony Albanese has defended Wells, saying her trip was necessary as she visited the UN General Assembly to win allies for Australia's world-leading social media ban.
In national news, shark spotting drones are soon to be implemented at unpatrolled beaches in New South Wales after the fatal attacks in recent months. A $2.5 million state government plan is aimed at reducing the risk of deadly shark attacks. The plan will also include 200 bite kits sent to regional beaches, earlier drone patrol ahead of summer, and extended beach coverage. These deaths sparked the temporary closure of several beaches and paused a shark net removal trial in Sydney.
And in further national news, a South Australian health research institute is suing a technology company over a collapsed proton therapy unit project that could have provided life-changing therapy to 700 cancer patients annually. Samari is suing the firm Protom International for $48 million Australian over misleading and deceptive conduct. Many believe that the firm should have been chosen for the contract in the first place, should never have been chosen for the contract in the first place, with a diligence review in 2017 showing that the firm had a high risk of unsuitable financial capacity. The proton therapy unit was particularly aimed at children and adults with rare tumours.
And in international news, the president of the West African nation of Benin has appeared on television to reassure his people that, quote, everything is under control, following an attempted coup earlier yesterday. Neighbouring nations, including Nigeria, expressed concern over the attempt and described it as an attack on democracy. President Patrice Talon has been criticised for suppressing opposition and criticism to his policies. Benin has long been one of the most stable democracies in West Africa, and President Talon has assured his citizens that, quote, mutineers had been cleared out, end quote, by loyalist military forces.
And for your weather today, Brisbane, as you might be able to tell, is slightly cloudy. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 28, and you can expect the king tide to sweep in just after lunch and should fully recede by 7:30 p.m. tonight. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the high band. And that is all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more, and in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au. And here is to another 50 years of Zedlines in your ears. This week is the final week for this group of Zedliners, so be sure to let them know in the text line how much you appreciate their work each week, each day, as they come in for your morning news.